Zero TR mobile.
Let anybody in here.
And good afternoon, buddy. How you doing this beautiful fine day? I'm just leaving Clemson Eye after they checked out my Mark II eyeballs.
I was in there earlier talking to Dave, and I'm like, what? Well, how'd I get on the old people of all their issues channel?
I turned the radio down, and I didn't catch all that. I heard you say I was talking to Dave, which is true. I would concur with that. What else?
I ended up on the old folks and all their aches and pains channel.
It's called the Geritol channel.
Well, I'm just coming back from Donaldson, heading up to the Wireman, and then going home to play with the mesh radios that are supposed to be in the mail today.
But somebody else tried to break in there, I think. No joy on that. But you're a little scratchy, Wyatt, but you're coming pretty close to my home, QTH.
I'll be all right. Once I get around this corner in downtown Greenville, I should be able to be just fine.
Getting the clear, Wyatt. I don't know what hill this is. Dave's got a name for it out here by Pelham Road and the Haywood Mall. I'm on a peak of it right now, starting to go downhill. But I can see the mountains from this particular location. No copy on that. No joy,
Wyatt. Because I didn't call you because I was trying to get through a bridge.
Well, I don't know. Somebody was out on the fringe, I guess, there and tried to get in. Well, there's still a lot of trees down here, I'll say that. But I just had a regular 6-month checkup. We've been to Home Depot and we've been to Aldi's, and I took Bernice back home, and then I had an appointment for the 19th, and that interfered with around the time of Bernice's recovering from hip surgery, so he said, well, I got an appointment open today at 2 o'clock, and I said, oh my, but I made it.
It must be really blowing up on the mountain, because I had it good and solid, and then it kind of faded away, and then I didn't have, and then I got it good and solid again.
The repeater gets bad someplace down here on this street, which is Edwards Road. And maybe I'm coming through it, but lousy copy.
There's a little block from Paris Mountain still in that zone. And, you know, you're going up and down a hill, so I can understand that. KJ4 CPD mobile.
And 0TR mobile. Well, I can hear you fine then. I'm out of the lower part, I think, for good. And how's your day been? What have you been working on?
1 p.m. because this was supposed to be the warmest day and the nicest day, so for the next 7 days. So, it's supposed to get cold again.
Well, that's great. Yeah, 60 degrees. And I wanted to be working on a handrail that goes up the 3 steps to our house. Excuse me. And it gets dark so soon, and the wind's blowing hard. But at 60 degrees, I can tolerate that. But with heart disease, I can't be outside in the cold. Oh, there's where a tree went right through a house. Good Lord did it. But anyways, I just don't think there'll be time till I get home. I gotta drill some holes in the concrete. You know how that is.
Hope to do it. That doesn't work too well.
That's your tip of the day. I'll accept that. No, I got all kinds of carbide drills up to over a half inch. And they provide you with a cheap Chinese, but I bought a set of intercoms. I thought that would be good to keep an eye on Bernice when she has this hip surgery. and you got them, and they had a little bitty short cord, and it was a, well, the only electrician to say so, it was a bastard plug to me. I just didn't recognize it at all. It looked like one of those goes in an Apple phone, but it wouldn't. And you had to charge them every 3 to 4 days, and I thought, no, ain't going there. So I ran over and sent those back. But I really can't find anything that looks very attractive on Amazon, although they had some old Radio Shack ones for sale on eBay. We used to have those back home when I was out in the garage a lot at the radio, and Bernice was in her sewing room when she was had a business in sewing, and they worked pretty good, but this guy said it had a lot of static on it, and he wouldn't guarantee it, and yada, 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 so I passed on that. So I thought I'll just use my little family radio service walkie-talkies and put one in there until she gets ambulatory.
Cam, well, I guess we can't call you a peeping Tom then.
Absolutely.
I'm saying you didn't get the ones with the cameras, now we can't call you peeping Tom.
No, they didn't have a camera in them. But they jump from about $50 to $100 real quick when you're looking at the different options on them. And I just don't want to put $100 into them.
You know, people buy these fancy cars like Porsches and stuff, and then they drive 10 under the speed limit. I don't understand why you would want to spend so much money on an engine and not actually even get the speed limit.
It's like, you just look at the people that own Corvettes. It's usually an old father against radical teenagers, if you want to spell out those syllables, F-A-R-T, like me. And they just want to show that they got money and show off with them. And very few people are going to have, $50,000, $60,000 to put into a fiberglass car that if you bump it, it's going to break. I think they're beautiful. Don't misunderstand me. But they kind of show, I don't know what you call it. but you watch them, and almost all of them's old users, like me.
You know, your really fast cars, the ones that are 150K, insurance on them is terrible because most of them, as soon as they pull out of the dealer lot, they wreck it within 2 miles because they put the foot in it and they can't control the car. So, go figure. But I understand. I mean, it's just, you got a fast car and then you're putzing along with nobody in front of you for a mile and won't get out of the way. And other people just, you know, pull right in front of them.
Lamborghini or Ferrari or something like that. Well, I agree with you. There's no question about it. And then you got to put premium gas in them. And there's only one person that can service it usually. And I just, it's when you got a lot of money, and you got to do something with it. And if I wanted one, I'd go buy one. But I just, to me, it's foolish. But yeah, they are god-awful beautiful, I'll say that. When they go to the car shows and sit around all day in 100-degree weather and sweat their head off and to try to win a Chinese trophy. I don't get it.
Much money, it might be more fun to spend it on a trophy wife instead of a car, but, you know, I guess it is whatever it is.
Oh, most of them do have trophy wives. In fact, there's one guy here that introduces his wife as a trophy wife, which I don't think is very respectful. But, you know, I'm old and I got different beliefs and everybody's got a right to their own.
My problem with all those little fancy high-speed cars is they're little high-speed cars.
go-kart. You're sitting down real low. I used to, when I worked in the television shop at, when I was recuperating in Oakland Hospital from lung surgery, my boss there was, you might say, he was a first class and I was a second class. Hal Metcalf, a wonderful guy. I just loved him. And he had a Corvette. It had a blueprinted engine in it. And it was one of the old ones. It'd be worth a fortune now. And he was a great mechanic. And one day I needed to go home on the weekend, and Bernice couldn't come up and get me. And he just tossed me the keys to it and said, bring it back in one piece, Tom. And that was about, I don't even know if he said that, but I got to drive that down home. Back then, the suspension arm was like riding in a Blazer or a Bronco back in the old days. I mean, Bernice, I drove it up to Oakland one day from all down around San Jose. We lived in Mountain View. She didn't like it at all. Al told me, he says, when you come on to the interstate, he says, I want to see you come on to the interstate sideways, Tom. And if he was in the car, you better kick her down in second or third and burn the tires a little bit and bring it on to the interstate sideways. And it scared me. My neighbor's got a Camaro, and it dynoed at 640 horsepower with a smaller carburetor than he has on it. And he says, Tom, you just cannot use all that power. He says, you'll lose it. And I saw two Corvettes, and they were on the street, and they decided they were going to race. And it was on a YouTube thing. Both of them crashed.
But the last time I got into a Corvette, you know, I felt like my butt was sitting on the asphalt and no room at all for my knees. And I can't drive a vehicle that small. I just can't do it. And after 5 minutes, I want to get out and stretch. And it's like, no, can't do that while going down the road. So I don't ever foresee myself, you know, having one as a daily driver. Maybe a Mustang, an old Mustang. I will preface that. Like a 67 would be nice. And they actually still have some room in them. But I don't see that being a daily driver.
Like you're right down on the asphalt, and they rode like a rock. But, you know, I got an old friend, and his daughter has one. He was wanting to sell it, and it's a beautiful thing. And as far as I know, perfect condition, according to my neighbor. And a few years ago, he was going to sell it, and everybody was trying to Jew him down on it, of course, and he just decided to keep it. So if you ever get real serious about that, give me a holler, and I'll drive down there and ask Steve if he's still got that. It's a, I don't know, I'm going to guess 65, 66, and it's got a, I think, a 283 in it, and it's a convertible. And he was only asking, I think, $3,000 at the time. But I can go ask him. It may be long gone, Wyatt.
Probably is, and that's not going to be my next vehicle. I think I'm going to get my retirement truck beforehand. Get behind it. Seems like an interesting thing to do.
I disagree with you on that. Now, the truck, yes. The RV, when I see them up there, we go up to the casino usually once a year just for the fun of it and take $100 and that's it. And the wife likes it. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for it, but she's worth it. And I see those campers, and they're parked all along there, even up at Pisgah. They're just like, I'll call it bumper to bumper with those RVs. And that's, being from Kansas, that's not what I call camping.
Remember, I'm not looking at, you know, like a 200-foot RV. I'm being facetious. you know, I'm reasonably short. The ones I've been looking at have been about 27 feet toe to nose. And, you know, my wife has already said, we are not going to spend more than 2 weeks out of the year in the camper. But, you know, there's some places you want to go that there is no hotel.
So mobile.
Yeah, I always thought I'd like to do it. My buddies, a couple of them had those ones in the old days on the big Chevrolet trucks and cab over camper. And it was really nice. It certainly was. I'd rather have something like you mentioned, you can disconnect. But my neighbor talks about getting one when he retires, and he just bought his dream truck for retirement, a GMC. It's not the Sierra, it's the next one to it. But it's got everything except a few little chrome pieces and that on it that the Sierra has. God-awful beautiful truck. And what they're going to do is they're going to go down and they lease a spot on whatever lake they're going to. They like that one down around Newberry and or else Santee on down between Charleston and Columbia. And they go there fishing every year and just lease that property, and you don't have to take care of the grass or nothing, and you just pay rent on it. I forget what he said it was, but it's not exactly cheap, but you can park your RV there and stay as long as you want. That sounded like a pretty viable idea. By the way, that new Jimmy was $69,000 in the OTR.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been looking at the 2,500, the three-quarter ton truck level, and, you know, they are freaking expensive, you know. During peak inflation, they were up to $75,000 a piece, no matter what platform, what trim level you got. And you know, I don't want the super duper glorious, but you know, since I'm looking at it not as a daily driver kind of truck, I do want it to be a decent truck that'll be nice and comfortable, and I can go places in it when I want to actually have like. I think they call it vacation, but I don't know. I don't think that's very often.
Well, you need what my grandson's working on. He goes out and he's still in high school. Helps put up those bouncy houses. And his boss has got one of those little China products, C-H-I-N-A, trucks. Boy, is it a little dinky thing. And he's got all of his advertising all over. You know how they put those advertisements on them. Quite pretty in that. That ought to be big enough for you. It's three-cylinder and not turbocharged.
Actually, a reason I have a 4x4 truck, and it's not necessarily for winter wear. Sometimes it works really good on sand. But, you know, I like having my V8 truck. It does everything I need it to do for a daily driver.
Kim had a nice truck. It was a big Dodge, and that's why he had it. They go up there, north of Dirty Myrtle. It was another real nice beach up there in the, I don't know what they call those islands, you know, where you go out and drive up them. He said it was really great on the sand. He's got some tires that are, they resemble a snow tire in my old days, but they're not as radical as a lot of these kids put on them nowadays, so he says they're very quiet. But that GMC is a gorgeous truck, and it's not diesel, but I think it's over 6 liter. I don't remember what it is, but it's got a big engine in it. That would do the job. That's why he bought it, for to pull a RV.
Sand, all you need is the tread. You don't need knobby tires or, you know, these little rubber band tires or anything like that. It just needs tread on it. You just got to make it. It's just like snow, if you want to think about it that way.
And they've seen all the ocean up here to see. It's beautiful. I like to drive by it, but as far as being on it, no. When I was in school in Jacksonville, I'd ride my 160 Honda down to Jacks Beach or Daytona Beach, and I'm trying to think of that other place I like so much. There's a fort out there that they started the Civil War. The first shots were fired out there. Can't think of it now. I'm getting old. But that was fun. You could drive down the beach on your motorcycle or your car.
I think the funnest vehicle I've ever actually owned was my the original Explorer. That was actually a sport utility vehicle, not the current modern day station wagon. And that thing was a fun little truck.
I remember that name now, St. Augustine. Boy, that was a pretty place to visit back in the 60s anyways.
Next major beach up from Daytona.
You venture too far, it was called being out of bounds, and that would really get you in trouble. You could just go so far on a weekend, and if you did that and got caught, you'd get kicked out of school. So my buddies drove his car to Miami Beach and wanted me to go, and I said, nope, that's out of bounds. It's a long ways from Jacksonville down to Miami. I realized that Florida was so long, and then I found out California's long, too.
California is a very long state, and that I'm the only part that I've really driven is San Francisco northward into the state. And Florida is very long. It is incredibly long. You look at it on the map and you go, oh, well, it'll take me 5 hours to get from Jacksonville to Miami. So, no, that is not the case, especially with the government busy trying to, you know, make your life miserable.
For everybody to know, you don't need a radar detector. But we went to Clearwater, the 10th anniversary of my daughter's marriage, and also to their when they got married. And as soon as I crossed Florida's state line, I'm telling you what, I hit a radar trap at every city that had one stoplight and one police car. And that radar detector, it was 55 back then, and I don't know how many times that saved my rear. And I'm not a big speeder, but I might boost it up to 65 if it's nice and flat and clear like it is down there. But they were making their living at it.
You know, they are in perpetual construction from Miami almost up to Melbourne, up to Brevard County. It's just perpetual construction of the road. And they never finish. They never actually seem to finish.
I know. Well, Wyatt, it's been great talking to you. Merry Christmas if I don't hear you again. And I hope I do. But I'm here, and I got to go out and feed and water the girls, and I really need to run up and get a bag of feed or two. And I'm right here parked by the mailbox so I can get the mail. And you have a good day and a safe day. KJ4CTD in 0TR73 is what?
Okay, Tom, we'll catch you later. Give her a best, Bernice. And Merry Christmas, KJ4CTD. Mobile for a little bit longer.